hopefully their first live demo will be whatever the big game is that they're going to talk about. Because last year they talked about Pokemon for a good half hour, and people had to listen to us just say, "Where is Zelda? Where is it?" It was interesting.
So do we think that we're going to get a Smash title?
There's talk that there might be like a Smash Deluxe similar to what we got with Mario Kart. That's heavily rumored, but it's Nintendo. I try not to get super excited because usually they don't meet those expectations, but with a new console, I think they kind of have to.
Okay, now we've got sound. All right.
Oh, there it is. Yep, countdown. But yeah, they got to fill the gaps with something, and you know, we have Splatoon 2 in July, Rabbids in August, and so on and so forth. Fighting. Oh, it's an Arms trailer.
This maybe one comes... with a link with where you guys are watching. I'm seeing different stuff on the Twitch I found.
I'll send the link.
Sweet, thank you.
Oh, Rocket League. There we are.
Oh, I was in the future.
Yeah, you're probably in the future.
Oh, that's weird. Why would their Nintendo, if they're officially on Nintendo YouTube, be behind? Probably YouTube.
Yeah, it could be. YouTube's streaming is different, right? So it might be like delayed for me. I don't know. Like, Jocelyn, are you seeing like a montage?
Sorry, I was just putting out a tweet, but yes, I'm seeing a montage.
Yeah, it's like, so FIFA right now. That's a dangerous way to run around with your Switch. I do not advise you do that because you will break it.
Oh God, yeah, they keep playing this game in some really dangerous places.
Yeah.
Oh, now in a Fight Club, good.
Yeah, this is a great way to like get your Switch damaged or stolen. Or...
So are you guys seeing Splatoon right now?
Yeah, yes. Someone just got inked.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, these are all some angsty people all looking at the camera.
Yeah, this isn't my target audience for Nintendo, but, you know, they're trying to branch out.
Yeah, they're trying to get the teens.
Rocket League on the Switch means that Matt will literally always be playing Rocket League.
Yeah,
you better
watch your data connection there if he's streaming or if he's playing Rocket League while he's on the go.
Yeah.
Because I haven't tried it yet, but I hear tethering your phone to your Switch works perfectly.
Is fun. The game is a battle. Why bother? If it's not a battle, where's the fun? It's a test that you pass.
He's really low.
A quest that you fail.
A race. I know. I had to turn him right up.
Fun.
He's
and
making
battle,
some good points, though.
Always locked together. But the game. Also
he's so monotone, and the way he talks about stuff is just like, if he put more emotion into it, it would probably not be so funny.
An exploration.
Games.
Close your focus.
Fun. Bad games.
Yeah, really. This
not
sounds
fun.
Like somebody didn't actually give him like a paragraph to say. They just like are flashing keywords up on a monitor.
Yeah.
Hashtags at him.
Yeah.
So games. Just speak really slowly, because the gamers
battle.
Can't understand you if you speak you. Too quickly.
So let's go.
All right. This kind of sounds like Zelda.
It kind of does. I was like, this sounds really familiar.
Oh, this is probably your Xenoblade game.
Yay. On the world tree. Yes, it totally is. Together with our divine father,
the architect. Man, it looks so good.
Just so your eyes can chaff. Elysium. Horrible movie.
Which, Elysium?
Yes.
Yeah. It's no district.
Guys of Arcadia?
So this is the game that people keep thinking is going to be delayed, Xenoblade 2, but...
Yeah. As the
driver, they insist it's coming out before the end of the year. Can you take me to Elysium?
hypnotized by her breasts.
Don't touch the boob.
I was gonna say, like, he's totally going for the boob grab
touch
there.
It. Oh, snap!
It's magic.
It's a pretty good boob defense.
Kind of what it feels like, kids.
Is that how he summons his sword? He just. Wow, that is some anime.
Say that like it's a bad thing.
No, it's not.
Cool.
Anime's cool. I'm just boob bomber. Like it's a great way.
Oh, they're doing like a Prince of Persia 2008 kind of thing, mm-hmm. where you have the constant companion in the back channeling on you.
I kind of dig like this style of anime as opposed to the Xenoblade Chronicles X that came out. That was a little more serious. This is more like cartoony kind of.
I'm guessing your goal is
amazing.
This is what we haven't seen yet. Is like in-game stuff.
Yeah, like more than just
seen a lot of these big sweeping cutscenes and things, but
This makes it look pretty epic. Australian accents.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, Gerard Butler.
I talk like this because I'm Australian. Not with words, but with your
own strength. Everyone. There was like three, maybe four scenes of like actual like had a UI gameplay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Little bits and pieces. It looked pretty good though.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
And December 2017. So this is. Stone Cold Hero with this is a first look, so maybe this is a new game.
Kirby.
Sweet. Kirby, I always wish Kirby games had more
Kirby
depth.
Kirby kills with love!
Did you ever play the old one where you combine two Kirby powers?
Was that on GameCube?
I think it was N64.
Yeah, I played the N64 one. I really liked it, and it still felt kind of.
You get
last
to be
long.
A curling rock. I'm in.
That's pretty good.
Wow. So it looks like they have the same sort of thing going on here.
Yeah.
But multiplayer.
Oh yeah, hold hands with friends. I like it.
That's good. I mean, multiplayer is like it's probably couch co-op though, right? Like. Although the world looks... Oh, there's the wispy woods. I wonder if... Now, here's the question. Like, we all look at this and think, great, multiplayer. Are we going to have online multiplayer?
Because
I don't have four people to sit on a couch and play.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shinya Takahashi from Nintendo. I hope you've been enjoying the journey with Nintendo Switch so far.
When so I found new out Kirby that
Nintendo Switch is being accepted by video game fans from all over the world as a home console that could be taken with you anywhere, I felt so relieved.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure everyone at Nintendo was relieved.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's like, thank God they bought this one, guys.
This right.
This idea was how we hoped people would play with Nintendo Switch. But people are coming up with many creative ways to play in all kinds of places.
Nobody expected Switch in the bathroom, but you're doing it.
This summer, Nintendo and its third-party partners will release many multiplayer games that can be played anytime, anywhere.
No, not just multiplayer. We want single-player couch experiences as well, guys.
You can't have both, Ryan.
I don't want both. I just want the one.
Is it because parents are concerned about kids playing video games by themselves, but in a party, it's okay?
I don't know. I think they're trying to get people more using the two.
Hi everyone.
The two Joy-Cons. Hey, it's Nintendo. It's Pokemon. Maybe they won't talk about the games they already announced.
We announced that Pokken Tournament Deluxe.
Because I really want a mainline Pokemon game on Switch.
This is the latest version of the premier Pokemon fighting game.
No, they're just going to talk about this fighting
game.
Which is weird, right? Like, what was the point in showing that off beforehand?
With just one Nintendo Switch console. There are some fresh
while you're in the club,
including new
yeah.
Pokemon.
In the club,
deluxe version of the game will be on display for attendees to play.
Maybe.
Oh, one more announcement.
I have one more announcement.
Okay, I was just going to say, maybe they're leading off.
Game Freak has begun developing a core RPG.
A core Pokemon on Switch, so there you go.
Switch.
Perfect.
It may not release for more than a year, but we hope you'll look forward
But over a year, so probably late 2018.
In the meantime, let's enjoy this year's E3.
That's good. It's kind of what people just want to hear. They just want to know it's in development. And
yeah.
I know that can kind of cannibalize sales, but I think with Pokemon, and it can probably actually make people buy more Pokemon.
Yeah, people will always buy Pokemon.
Yeah, like I don't think they need to worry about saying, hey, there's going to be a new one on Switch late next year. And it's like, oh, perfect. Then I won't. Then, in order to, you know, satiate my appetite, I will buy the new Pokemon Ultra Moon Sun in November. I'll probably wait, but
now let's continue on with the journey.
I might buy the Sun and Moon on Switch. That'd be good.
Well, no, I guess it's on 3DS.
Sun or Moon. Oh, it's 3DS. Oh, I thought it was. I thought they were porting it over.
No, I thought so too. But it sounds like they're developing a brand new Switch game. So that's really good. What's this?
I'm not even 100% sure where my 3DS is. I need to find it.
It's making an S.
Oh,
it's Metroid.
It's Metroid. Say what? Unless it's a total tease and it's not, because it could happen.
This would be one hell of a tease.
Wow,
if they
Metroid Prime
go back
4.
From this.
That is
Metroid now Prime 4.
Just kidding.
You did it.
No, it's too late. They can't take it back. It's on the screen. It's happening. Everyone gets 1,000,000 points. Everyone stamped their bingo cards. Finally, Metroid Prime 4 has been confirmed. No gameplay, though, so.
What the? Yoshi?
This will be their darkest game yet.
They're all about those side scrollers.
Yeah.
Mm. To be fair, the Yoshi games have always been embarrassingly fun.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be caught playing them, but they're real good.
And they're
super duper
cute. The Yarn Yoshi
game was so good.
So this is looking...
He has a Triceratops head?
Yeah.
Oh, huh. Oh, for Destructon.
Yeah.
Co-op?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yoshi's alright. And you can flip around. That's really cool.
I want that dark, or the deep voice one. That one was great. Yoshi's Story.
Yeah, I like this whole co-op. It looks like, kind of like Paper Mario-y.
Yeah, it does a little.
But like the world does.
And it's like, it's all on tracks, but it's got some depth to it.
Is it just called Yoshi?
Yeah. Or I'm sure they'll give it a full name, but for now, I guess 2018. Yoshi, Kirby, 2018, Metroid Prime 4 at some point in the near future.
Team Ninja.
This might be Fire Emblem Warriors.
I haven't played a single one of those. I hear good things.
Ryan loves them.
You know what? I played, the only one I played was Hyrule Warriors, and I actually really dug it. You two must keep going. I think they're a special type of game where you kind of have to enjoy repeating the same type of combat, but it's super satisfying going around just killing a bunch of dudes.
Just kill like 20 things at once. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it was all Zelda characters, right? So
as long as the core gameplay is fun, and no matter what the grind is, if the core gameplay is fun.
See, I'm a huge fan of Fire Emblem, right? So I think this game is... I wouldn't play just a normal Dynasty Warriors, but the fact that this has a bunch of Fire Emblem characters has actually got me interested. Same with Hyrule Warriors. I really enjoy just playing as all the different Zelda characters and seeing them reimagined in this different gameplay style.
No matter the danger. Yeah, I really liked Hyrule Warriors. I thought it was really fun. Matt and I played through it.
Mm-hmm. And the DLC they added was really good, too. They kept adding a bunch of stuff to it.
Do these games come with language options? Can you set it to Japanese?
I think so. I think Hyrule Warriors had that option.
The script's total cheese balls.
I'm the Legend of Zelda series producer, Eiji Aonuma.
Hey, they haven't given me a vacation in 6 years.
It was announced that select Zelda items will appear in Nintendo Switch
version. This isn't actually Zelda.
No.
I'm really looking forward to exploring Skyrim with the Master Sword in hand.
They're just not showing his face, but it is gnarly.
Yeah. Skyrim.
The DLC packs for The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild.
Oh, cool. So we already know what's in the first pack, but the second pack has that story thing, and I wonder if we'll get a kind of like a tease.
Have you guys completed the game?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good through?
I loved it. Yeah, I got all the way through it. It's a fun Zelda game. It's different. I think you kind of have to enjoy what type of game they're giving you there.
I mean, it looks like a fantastic screw around game.
Yeah, it certainly supports the find your own fun style of gameplay. Yeah.
Is this the new?
Yeah, so this is part of the DLC pack, so where you have to progress. It's basically like Horde mode, but it looks like they're setting up a bunch of challenges for you. And it's more combat based, and you start with just nothing. You start with no armor, no weapons, and you have to work your way around and try to get through and continue to collect things from your enemies and use those to survive and eat. And it's actually, there's a thing in the game where you could go to an island and it set up the challenge, but in a very minimal, small setup. And it was probably the most fun and most surprising I had in the game. It was really cool. So to see that they're building a whole new mode around that is pretty epic.
I always thought that particular battle was hilarious when you're fighting the big stone dude, because I'm like, he's literally made of rock and I'm shooting a wooden arrow at him and somehow that's doing damage.
I wonder when the second pass will come out. Or sorry, the first pass, when that will come out, but
that guy. Secret accordion guy's back.
That's good. I wonder if he'll have something to do with the second pack. I don't know.
Falco?
Yeah.
Oh, don't know a thing about her, but I've seen her online.
Yeah. That sounded weird. So if they're teasing the second pack, do you think we're getting, like, a prequel?
Champion's Ballad.
I was really hoping for a post game, but it looks like they're going back.
I know, I felt like that was the big thing that Zelda was really missing for me.
What did you think?
It was like, you got to the end, you freed Zelda, like she's like, let's work together, rebuild the kingdom, and then that was the end of the game.
Zelda, yeah.
Breath of the Wild will be available as amiibo.
Oh, more amiibos, Ryan.
Oh, God. Turn the stream off. I'm going to hide my wallet. Although these don't look... that one looks pretty good.
They look pretty good.
They do look pretty good. But, I mean, I don't know if I really like... That person has... That is a bad placement of that.
Yeah, to support me.
Yeah. I'm just like, really, guys? You couldn't have chose a better camera angle? It just looks weird. I'm excited when more amiibos are announced, but those characters didn't really play anywhere, do it for me.
If video gaming is a journey, then anywhere has to include a stop.
You too
right
can play your
LA
Switch anywhere when you have a green screen.
This
with other people who happen to have a Switch.
Where booths buzz and channels glow, where the game worlds you've heard about suddenly spring into life. And this summer, a new kind of heated competition ignites right on Nintendo Switch. Kicks off later today with the Splatoon 2 World Inkling Invitation.
Oh, they're talking about their eSport
stuff.
Which brings
teams from the Americas, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan to see whose colorful skills are.
Yeah, so like a lot of like 2018 announcements. Will be held. Not a lot of 2017. Some of
our and no Mario yet.
Yeah, I mean, we know Mario is coming, and they'll probably do like a big Later on Wednesday, big reveal after, we'll but
eight players throw punches in the fun and
Metroid Prime 4 is pretty crazy, but I'm sure people were really expecting like a Smash announcement of some kind.
Well, a lot of the announcements seem to have been like, yep, we're working on it, yep, we're working on it, like 2018 at the earliest, yep, we're working on it. Like Metroid and Pokemon, like we didn't even get like...
Metroid won't come out probably for, like we won't hear much about it for a long time, but it's just, it's one of those things where you have to have a balance, and sometimes Nintendo like likes to focus a lot on what's happening now, and then... And then sometimes they're more worried about what's in the future. So they never really strike a balance. I mean, it's not over yet, but...
Yeah, so now we've got... Ubisoft, back to Rabbids again. New
Rabbids game. Yeah, they're really retreading. Kingdom Battle, and it will be
developed exclusively for the Nintendo Switch. Although, to be fair, I mean, this was kind of... The actual gameplay of this game was kind of a bit of a shocker to everybody, so...
Yeah, it was definitely a big surprise, the XCOM style.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah, yeah. XCOM, it's really...
Oh, wow.
Very surprising.
Yeah, look at that cover shooter, huh?
And it's really cool because you can, like, shoot cover and knock things back and set them on fire and they run away. So there's, like, a whole other... And you can use your allies to, like, boost your movement and stuff. So they'll, like, throw you further if you run by them. So it's, like, it actually has a lot of kind of cool physics and stuff to the tactical movement. Like, it's, like, another level beyond just, like... You can move five spaces.
Yeah.
So it is, it's cool. I think it's kind of interesting. So I haven't traditionally been into those kind of games, but... Yeah. Oh, here it is. Rocket League on Switch. Rip my Switch time.
Yeah. It's kind of a no-brainer, right? Although, come on, give us some exclusive, like, Mario Karts or something. I wanna... Oh, a hat? Perfect.
I do love the music, though.
Yeah. Cross-network play, that's huge.
Yeah. On behalf of everyone, well, that's what Psyonix does, right?
Yeah, except for companies that don't want to play ball. We know that Microsoft.
How's the console situation if you wanted to get one today?
I haven't seen one in stores, but I haven't really been looking, but... It's...
Yeah, once you get it, then you stop looking.
Well,
right.
I think
one of those.
Well, yeah, I know. I realize how that sounded. But I think the idea behind picking up a Switch is that you still have to look out for pre-orders. You have to look out for new stock allotments. They aren't available widely yet. Like, you can't just walk in and grab one.
Yeah.
Is the Sonic? No, that is a dinosaur.
That is a dinosaur.
Monster Hunter?
That looks
we saw that yesterday.
That looks very T-Rexy.
That's straight up T-Rex. Oh, with the Mario hat. This is the
White
Mario
ass team. T-Rex.
What?
That was Dino amazing.
League. Watch out,
just
Mario.
Turn into a T-Rex.
This looks weird.
This is that weird thing that only Japan does, where they take their Sonic or Mario and like put them in the real world with like a bunch of people shopping.
Yeah. Wait, Bowser has a weird hat as well?
Does it actually do stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does Mario have many weird hats? He was in a sombrero.
It looks like he has many weird hats.
What is happening?
I don't know, but I like it.
He totally just, like, went into the frog.
Wait a minute. So
yeah,
he
sure
can
did.
Turn into he's things?
He possessed the frog.
Oh, my God. He's a bullet bill.
Wow. You know what? This is really cool.
Huh.
Like, yeah.
So now it kind of makes sense why he has, like, a hat that talks, because he uses the hat to become things. Wow. Oh, look at that. A blip or a blooper.
Oh my God, her bouquet was piranha flowers. That's amazing.
This looks wild.
So this is Odyssey.
Yeah.
He just became a cab, guys. He was literally a taxi cab. What's going on?
Why not, right? Oh, he became a real person there.
And you can totally become a T-Rex. Or maybe a singer? Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. Wow, October. I was expecting late.
I don't understand what just happened. That is insane gameplay.
Yeah, that was it. That's also the end done. Of Nintendo's presentation. Right. So Mario Odyssey, everybody. It's gonna be a wild ride.
Yeah, that was.
It looks fun, but it looks really, really different from what we come to expect from Nintendo and Mario titles.
It looks like it just had amount of characters that you can take over, that gives you so many potential gameplay mechanics, more than we've ever seen, right? Because Mario's been able to turn into things, or get special powers, but he's never had that many options.
No, it looks like he's kind of pulling a Kirby and he can become a lot, like you said, a lot of different things, like a lot of inanimate objects, stuff like that. And we have some very special guests
with us for this segment. That was nuts. And Hachikumo, I think, in the chat room is joking, but I think he has a good point calling it a good Halloween game. Mario's literally dressing up as a whole bunch of different things. That kind of makes a weird kind of sense that it would be a good Halloween game.
Yeah.
But
the T-Rex is interesting.
Yeah. Well, that whole, and so we saw more finished levels than we've seen in the past, too, because obviously the game's coming out soon, but previously it's we had temporary textures on a lot of stuff, not a lot of backgrounds, we got a feel for it, but it wasn't as finished as this look was. And the Mario in the downtown scene wasn't as jarring as I feel like it was when we saw it a year ago. It was kind of seemed to blend into the rest of the gamescape a little bit better, because there were some other levels like the dinosaur one that looked realistic-ish that kind of bridged the gap between the real world city looking level and the you're now jumping on cartoony spoons between soup bowls.
There's a lot going on, and I feel that this game is huge, and we're not gonna know a good chunk of it probably until, I think they're gonna do what they did with Zelda last year with Mario here, and they're just gonna deep dive into it now. And right now they're kind of just talking about the game, but I'm wondering if they'll actually do some gameplay demo, because I think we got more of a sense of what the gameplay loop will be like, but we don't know. We know it's open world, we know there's a bunch of powers now, but are those powers restricted to specific levels? Like you can only become the Chain Chomp. Obviously, you can only become the Chain Chomp wherever it is, but can you become a Chain Chomp whenever you see one? Or is it just specific things?
Specific ones you can take over, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could even be a Mumbo situation where you gotta collect the certain number of things to unlock the body.
Mm. Yeah, so, yeah, can he just throw his hat at anything and just take it over? That seems a little bit oh, I'm in a boss battle. You're too hard. I am you now.
Yeah.
Can you hear them screaming inside your mind to be free?
that's the real question being answered. Because the hat looks like it is capable of screaming.
Yeah.
Look at those eyes. It's screaming right now.
Oh god.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so what else? So what else we see? We saw we got a couple of just basically title teasers. We got Yoshi coming in 2018 at some point with a cool flip the level kind of mechanic. So it's the ship that Mario uses to there's like the world, stuff behind walls and things so that you can find, which is kind of, I hope it's a little bit more complex, along the lines of Fez, where it really changes parts of the game where you can access, as opposed to just here's a big board and whoops, there's something behind it. I hope there's a little bit of a puzzle to it, as opposed to just two sides of the same piece of paper.
Yeah, the Yoshi games have been really, and Kirby for that matter, have been really good at if you're playing those games, you have to kind of get two, three worlds in before you start to experience the really advanced levels. Like I know with Woolly World, you had to kind of give it two or three worlds before you started to get into stuff that was really advanced.
Yeah.
Dog City.
Yeah.
So how did the
onto the power line and that was that.
Oh, is it still stuff still going?
They're just doing like a gameplay demo now of Mario Odyssey. So they're kind of showing off the open world of New Donk and New Donk City. So it looks like there'll be 100 purple coins to collect. So that's some old school Mario.
Let me get all caught up here. Because I paused it when they put the splash screen up again because I thought that was it.
Mario in the real world is weird.
Yeah, it would be unique except for Dreamcast and Sonic.
Yeah, and that didn't work those games very slowly. Well for Sonic.
Like, no, and the first one was great, and you know, sure, I was probably young enough for it, but then things got kind of weird when Shadow showed up, and then it just went downhill.
Yeah. I mean, they might be able to do something good here, and maybe this is only one world, right? So I think there'll be a lot of weird going on in this game, but it appears as though, like, you throw your hat and you can take over. You're not, like, taking over specific items, you're just... You're becoming them for a split second and then like hopping out of them. Like he became like a traffic pole and then he used that to like flick himself forward.
Yeah, I definitely hope that people while they're playing this game they just throw their hat at everything and try all sorts of different things. Whoops, that was a mistake. Right now, normally, if you were following the story path of the game, you'd be talking to Mayor Pauline, who wants you to recruit musicians.
Oh, I thought he was going to become the football there. I was like, what?
Yeah, and Mayor Pauline's like, so Pauline's a character from Donkey Kong. Like old school Donkey Kong.
Actually, that's an interesting note there. So you mentioned Mayor
Pauline. Why do they just have like a rocket in the middle of the park? That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, well, it looks like the rockets are to take you up higher. I thought the rockets was like the how you switch levels, but doesn't look like it because there's a regular dude.
That's some interesting backstory.
Oh, that's some jank ass swinging for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does not look right. Very stiff.
That guy's really happy for you.
So certainly you can tell that Pauline is from Donkey Kong, and the name New Donk City probably leads you to a couple.
It does look like there is just a lot in this game.
Yeah, and this is one of those worlds that you would normally. You would normally like warp to like one of those mini puzzle worlds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like that's what they're doing here. But there's the open world, and then there's these little subsections that you can go to.
Where we see, I mean, really throughout New Donk City, and I think throughout the world, we've got these really fun playground elements where you're bouncing on things, you're jumping on
things,
you're
swinging.
Can you tell our viewers a little bit more about how you?
So no more stars, we got moons.
I'm gonna miss the stars. I like the stars.
Yeah.
Wait, we're stars. Completely out of stars? Not both?
I don't know.
We haven't seen any stars, I don't think.
Yeah, I've only seen the moons.
Because even in the like the trailer and stuff, when he gets to kind of the end of the level, it was like showed a big row of moons.
So, you know, going back to that prototyping process I was talking about.
Oh, jeez.
Did he just jump on that dude's head?
He just jumped on that dude's head. No apology. Just like, I'm Mario. Deal with it.
Have you watched Game Theory on YouTube?
Oh,
there's some dark stuff in here.
Oh yeah. He's probably gonna have a blast with this.
Put in the stage, we like combine it with different art assets, like kind of like real things to see what it might actually
what
look like or work
New
in
Donk
game,
City.
And then try playing it.
How can he torture Luigi more?
It is really cool though that he just like becomes electricity
and
then,
you know, obviously out of that like,
is all of that can't all be explored.
No, yeah.
No.
That just looks like the skybox there, but kind of it still looks like a big world and he's like it's very vertical, right? Which is new for these open world Mario games. They're usually pretty like one layer two, right?
How does he get down?
Very carefully, hopefully.
There better be a pile of hay.
Taxi and that's something that was sort of in Super Mario Sunshine at times. So in that way, we're also getting hints from past games. Can I quickly interject that as I mentioned, the goal right now is to recruit these musicians. When I was first playing this game for a feedback report for the developer,
I don't think whoever's got the controller in their hand actually knows how to get down from the top of the high rise.
I don't know what they want to do there.
And the way I eventually found to do it
was to take a really long fall.
Uh-oh.
And that worked.
Oh, I feel bad for his knees.
A bit to my surprise. And I wanted to know, you know, when you saw that report from me.
I totally wanted to see him butt stomp that.
Was that a cool thing? What was that?
So there you go, there's your trumpet player, Mario. Wow, he no shit's given.
They must have he's invincible. His health is not moving.
Yeah, they must have turned fall damage off.
I did read that. I didn't know you were going to be playing that right now.
Mario making money in the back alley.
I also know the real way. Or another way.
Okay, yeah, so there's a very distinct edge to the world.
But, you know, you found your own way to play it, and, like, you know, letting users, you know, play around with the game.
Oh, there's another one of those electricity things.
That's something that, you know, goes way back in 3D Mario, you know, in Super Mario.
This is, I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what else they have for this game. Like, not, I mean, the city's great, but it would be interesting to see what other worlds they're offering. Because in that trailer, they showed a lot, but if this is kind of what they're demoing, like, I was kind of hoping to see a little more.
I'm not even sure if
Cranky
we'll
Avenue.
Find everything in the course of the show, but it's going to be interesting.
So is
to find
this
out
like mostly just exploration, and you have to try to find all the coins?
I don't know. Like in previous Mario games, they would have this open world, and in the open world there were the moons or the shines in previous years where you could go do specific tasks to collect them all.
Yeah,
so it kind of looks like in this.
Super Mario
it is the open world. They haven't shown us like our task list or anything, but yeah, there's a lot of exploration, finding things to do, and
the area and
all that fun stuff.
In. But here, since you're not going to get booted out of the kingdom when you collect a power moon, there's a lot of encouragement to just go check out that weird thing you saw on the horizon.
So you have to like make sure that you get rid of Bullet Bill's hat, because he's got like a little like visor thing on. So Mario had to knock that off before he could throw his own hat onto it.
There's very little punishment for dying. I just lost 10 coins, and you know, there's lots.
Oh, so there's no lives. You just lose coins.
And I get to try again right away.
So what's the reason to have coins? Just to have more plays? Like more chances?
Maybe you're buying stuff? I don't know.
Oh, they did show all those outfits.
Yeah, so and there was kind of like a store there. So but and they were saying like when you get a shine or a moon, what are you doing, dude?
Well, apparently it's not my day for this challenge.
That's right.
When you get a moon, you can it doesn't kick you out of the world, you can just keep exploring and stuff, so that's actually really cool.
I'm just looking at the space where we saw other sections of Doodog City, and looking here, I'm just so impressed with the texture work that's been
done.
This
looks pretty good.
Every time I see a new build of this game, more and more of these textures are just jumping out at me. It's really
so you throw your hat once to knock the dude's hat off, and then you throw it again to take it over.
Does Mario have, like, smoke damage on there? Like that?
Yeah, he definitely did.
It's got battle damage.
It went away, but
yeah, but that was still pretty cool.
And
I like the using the environment to block the bullets.
One thing
cool
that we haven't mentioned yet that we probably should talk a little bit about is the fact that you're playing with Joy-Con with the wrist strap.
Oh, there's another moon.
And that's a really fantastic way to play this game. And of course, support
bullet building. Get it, Phil? Building.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Kyle's just shaking his head like it's not as funny as you think it is, Jocelyn.
It's early. So I think they were just talking about like play options, right? So
I think we'll see folks doing that on the show floor here. So many of your gestures.
So I wonder if, or is he just going to play with one Joy-Con?
While you're holding the Joy-Con with the wrist straps attached, you really want to just try moving your arms in different directions. Like, okay, I'm going to try throwing up, I'm going to throw down, throw out. But
so they're talking a lot about motion control, which I'm sure everyone's a fan of.
I was going to say, everyone knows my feelings. I'm not going to talk about it again.
So this is a new world.
They had a problem now because it's all frozen. Everything is cold for reasons, of course, that
Mario
will eventually solve.
Yeah, actually, if you hang still for a second, we can show his little idle animation when he's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's, like, objectives and kind of quests and ways to fix things in each of these worlds.
Dancing around, but I think if he's by himself, then he really shivers.
Oh, poor Mario.
Is he afraid of
I think he's cold.
I think he's cold.
Is he afraid of Mexico?
He might
be.
So as we mentioned, there's two kinds of coins.
Oh, they're triangle purple bits.
The first time in the main okay. You can actually buy things with your coins.
So you can buy things, and the coins are different per world, and you can only use them in that kingdom. Oh, and there's a shop right there. You can see the little icon.
Okay. Yeah, I thought when he was running around the city, I thought I saw like a moon shop or something. There was like a sign right before he went into that back alley that had like three moons on it. So I wonder if you can spend those as currency too.
Yeah, this looks good.
And you know, I think
I wonder if they'll show the shop and what you can actually get in there.
One of the things that makes the biggest impression on you is the currency.
Yeah, there seems to be.
You know, you kind
a couple of different kinds of. Oh,
can I use
if there's a dress code.
Okay.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
And since you know Mario is going around to all these different kingdoms in this game, we wanted to make.
So maybe he's trying to collect these coins so he can go buy the suit. These poor guys are so cold.
They're collectible items, so you can use them to buy.
All right, let's see
okay,
what we can
so
buy.
Okay, so here we go. Souvenirs. Stop.
Yeah, and it's always fun to buy souvenirs, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, you got two types of coins.
We are now in Crazy Cap.
So there's two kinds of coins.
So you can use your coins everywhere, but
the purple ones are unique to the local kingdom. The yellow ones can be used in any shop.
The purple ones also are just the same across the kingdom, so that you can't be used in different places.
Maybe I should. I'm not living up to their dress code. Maybe I should buy some clothes to fit in better. I'm going to buy a local sombrero and poncho. And
couldn't wait to put the sombrero on. That's hilarious.
Adorable. I just love the shop.
So what's this other stuff? Yeah.
And they're huge.
I don't know.
There's like a platform and a statue.
And you can see some of the souvenirs
like
you can buy there that you can decorate the inside of the ship.
Oh,
looks like a sticker. Yeah.
So they
like
say souvenirs for the ship, so you can decorate it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
So that's kind of rude that he had to go like buy clothes to get into that dress shop.
So my capabilities are the same. You know, I still have it's still Cappy, even though he's turned into a different
so
kind
it's
of
still
hat
the same
now.
Character.
He can turn into any kind of headwear apparently.
So there's a map. I just saw the guy sent someone with a map.
And, all right. So I go over and talk to
him. All right, let us in.
See if you meet the expectations now. Ooh, snappy and lively.
Oh, we're getting into the club.
It's probably warmer in the club.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, everyone's dancing.
The goal I was working toward all this time.
I love all these little moments of surprise where you never really know what's going
to
happen when you
why
get
did
into
I want to get
that
spaces.
Was it?
I don't know.
You changed
I
and
to
you
get
got
a
new
one.
I guess you solved the puzzle, right?
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh.
Just breeding.
That's
people
a pretty
for...
quiet club.
So then we're going to move
yeah.
on.
Where's the bathroom is the real question.
3D Mario gameplay.
Microtransaction training for children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
terrible.
Did it. You completed the quest.
Yeah. And
Bowser's footprints.
Oh.
Use your Witcher senses.
So I guess basically the overarching thing about the game is that you're trying to save Peach from Bowser, right? As usual.
More easily. It is possible with the button controls only, but it's much more difficult.
All right, the classic Goomba.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've made reference to the fact that you can play it with your Pro Controller if you want. You can play it with the Joy-Cons. Although
the hat has different moves. That's, it like it'll go straight out, or it'll bounce between enemies, or it goes out like a circle around you.
Yeah, it sounds like you can control how they move based on you know whether you're moving the Joy-Con or you're changing the direction of this control stick, stuff like that.
How long do you get to be Bullet Bill? Oh, until you run into a wall, so you can't actually change like height.
Yeah,
yeah,
it actually looks like you got limited depth, so or unlimited range.
And
I mean, obviously, if you go too far and you maybe fall into something.
And with Bullet Bills, you can only capture them for a limited amount of time because at some point they're just going to blow up.
Yeah.
So you have to be a
little. Oh, they are timed. Okay.
Yeah, so they do blow up.
Yeah, you only get so much time with the explosive guys. All right, and then almost to one of my favorite bits in this level.
Oh yeah, the next bit you're coming up to just blew my mind the first time I saw it.
Oh okay, I was like, what's he doing?
Look like they're decorated in this.
Doesn't he notice the pillar's not there to jump on?
Oh, look at this. This is
okay,
like
so here's the TV thing.
That Zelda game they showed. Link Between Worlds.
I still got my costume.
Yeah.
That is that's really cool.
Motocross-on. I think we definitely need to hear a little bit more background
about. And he still has his costume, which is really cool.
It's so cool, but it's so unexpected as well, I think.
So the other thing that really hasn't been talked about is Virtual Console, still nothing. Like no mention of it in the presentation. I mean, Nintendo's always one to kind of spread their announcements out, and they'll have probably little tidbits here and there down the road, but I don't know, kind of frustrating that they're still not really talking about it.
Yeah, because it's supposed to come in the fall, right?
Well, they delayed the online service to next year. They did announce like pricing and kind of make that more official, but I don't know, I was kind of hoping that they would have something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super cool.
This is really cool. I liked the mechanic in Link Between Worlds where you could kind of like melt into the wall.
Yeah, this is like a mural type thing, and it's very
And of course, you know, with the visuals, we're hoping it's something
it's very neat.
Enjoyed kind of those classic nostalgic games also get a kick out as well.
Yeah, way to mess up.
Did he lose part of his poncho?
We're all judging you.
It does look like it. Yeah.
Is
wow.
Music changes when we're transitioning back and forth.
He's going to be super cautious now.
Chatting, maybe it's hard for some people to hear what's been going on here, but if we just pop in and out of that warp pipe, it's a pretty impressive transition when the music changes.
But there's no warp pipe.
There it is. You did it.
No.
But you can get a warp point, it seems.
Naturalistic instruments. So I'm going to skip ahead and show off the last part of this scenario. Okay. So for that, I will need these.
Oh, so he's switching up his controls. Yes. Oh, just because they've got two different systems set up there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning too that we're only covering a tiny bit of what is in this kingdom. There's so much.
They both look really concerned.
Alright, so here we are. This is much later in the level.
Oh yeah, so I guess they had the demo on two different machines, so they can jump forward.
Watch these bullet.
It's really weird to have like six people on there and only like three people talking.
So another thing that's really handy about the bullet bills.
It's kind of cool that you don't take any damage when bullet
you're
bill explodes.
Trying to target for really precision flying. It's got a little bit of a headlamp. Oh,
I'm doomed.
That's okay. It's got a little bit of a headlamp, so you can.
He does what I do. It's like something that you think might be bad happens, and then he just like panic jumps.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. A bit of confirmed news on Rocket League. So Rocket League, like Minecraft, is going to have cross-network play across Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Windows 10, and Steam, but no PS4. But I'm pretty sure the PS4 still has crossplay between PC and PS4.
Yes, they've had that since the beginning.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't seem like one of those things where.
It's kind of like driving a car.
Like Microsoft or Sony is still unwilling to kind of play ball with everybody else. But I mean, I don't think you're going to have issues finding games in Rocket League on PS4 because, again, it is connecting to the PC.
So up here we're about to confront one of the Brutals.
You just left all those coins behind and doing
right?
Nothing.
Yeah,
that's triggered half the audience.
Evil
wedding planning firm.
Oh,
and I'd love to hear more from the developers about how they came to be and what your favorite Brutal is.
Those are some creepy ass rabbits.
They really are.
So,
So they've, you know, as you kind of said, they've been employed by Bowser.
She is like very cheerily going to kill you.
Yeah, she's super stoked about killing Mario.
Yeah.
They're very serious about their
work. Oh, and then she gets stuck, so then you have to jump on her head, of course. Now she's a spaceship.
Mm-hmm. UFO Inquisition thing.
Oh, she leaves puddles on the ground. That's new.
Don't step in the poop.
Yeah, right.
And you know, my favorite is Top Top, the kind of shorter one who has that green top hat.
Oh, they go away eventually. Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah, Topper.
Get the coins, man.
How about you, Koizumi-san? Do you have a favorite?
Woo! That was close.
So this is the Mario Galaxy games had like boss arena style like this,
yeah,
and I really dug those bosses.
This is really good timing.
They did a really good job. Nintendo is really good at putting together boss battles.
Between her cute appearance and like how devilish she is, she's sort of like the tricky little sister of the group here.
Just jump on her head.
No.
She's got her hat back on now.
Well, now, yeah.
It's worth mentioning.
He was like running away from her. I was like, no, she's done. Get her.
But their tactics get more and more.
Well, you have to jump on her three times probably to defeat her, like every boss ever.
The Nintendo, Nintendo number.
No, it looks like she moves faster the more you jump on her.
Yeah, I mean, any evil help is no help.
And they're very dedicated to their work.
And they're willing to fight your enemies for you, and that's pretty great.
Oh, nice.
Get her.
There we go.
Boom.
Nicely done.
There you go.
Oh, guys.
Sorry, Harriet.
Why would you do that? Oh, but she explodes into sparkly stars, so she'll be fine.
Ulti-moon.
And there we see Cappy in his natural state as
well.
There he is, celebrating.
Oh, so Cappy is a ghost?
Oh, and he possesses your hat and lets you possess other people, I guess?
Yeah, okay, that kind of...
That's what we have for gameplay for right now, but we do have one more...
So Cappy is actually Bowser's hat?
Yes, we've got...
Yeah, I thought Bowser had the white hat.
Oh, yeah, his wedding hat. I guess it ran for it.
Got cold feet.
Oh, no, Amiibo.
Oh, wow.
I just need to ask you guys about the development process for these, because the detail of
the sculpting...
I really want that wedding Bowser. Is that wrong of me?
No,
you know, that's actually pretty witty.
Yeah. So, what is the story here? Is Peach getting married and then Bowser and Mario are fighting over her? Like,
I don't know.
I guess
it's the royal wedding is the so poster all, that we've seen is Bowser and Peach because he kidnaps her, right? So, I guess maybe Mario shows up to stop the wedding.
Yeah.
And marries Peach instead?
If anyone has anything to say now, forever, hold your peace or whatever.
Hold your peace, yeah. Mario busts in.
Mario's like, it's a me, Mario! You are not the Mario Peach! Yeah, those amiibo look pretty good. I'll definitely get the Mario one and the Bowser one.
I like the design of the Peach one, but she looks so like I don't like her facial expression. It looks like she can't choose between Bowser and Mario or something.
Yeah, she'd be no brainer. She should be like pretty stoked that she just looks surprised.
Like she's like
At this point, who has she spent more time?
I don't know how close we can get the camera here.
Like who she spent more time with at this point though?
Probably Bowser. Right, because Bowser keeps kidnapping her.
Maybe that's the problem. Is she's like, oh no, I don't know my feelings. I think I'm falling for you, giant kidnapper.
A lot of nuance for these amiibo. I'm really looking forward to people seeing them in person.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
And Mario's just like, go ahead then.
There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Oh, what's the like Peach's sister or something, or
you got like Daisy.
Daisy, that's it. I was thinking of Daisy.
There's Rosalina as well.
Oh yeah. Are they related, or is she just from space?
I think she's just from space. But Mario has options, is basically what we're getting at here.
Oh yeah. No wait, hang on. What about poor Luigi though? Doesn't he get Daisy? I mean, I know we're kind of like.
Well,
I think Luigi gets Mario's
leftovers.
This is terrible.
But Murakura-san and Kozuma-san, thank you again so much for joining us.
So how many, Ryan, have you been counting? How many new amiibos have we seen today?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
How many new amiibos are you going to buy?
Well, I don't know. I don't seven? Really, I have to take a look, I have a closer look at them, but hopefully pre-orders won't go up for a while, so we won't have to worry about that, but it looks like this is their, that's Mario Odyssey. I don't know what else they have planned. Obviously, they're streaming all day. I don't know if they've updated their document on what they're doing, but I mean, certainly we don't have to stick around all day. But we could probably pause the stream and talk a bit and sign off. Right? It's been about an hour.
Yeah, it's been about an hour. So I think that's as good a spot as any. It was cool to see that Mario gameplay though.
Yeah, so
I'm glad that they explained the whole like becoming other objects thing mechanic. Because that was definitely mind-blowing in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing about Mario games, and in fact all Nintendo games, I feel like they have to have infinite hours to them. And I know that's an impossible front to put them up for. But as a kid, you're given this game, and it's got to last you 2 years.
Yeah.
Because you got to make it through next, you know, Christmas, and the one after that, until the next good game comes out, because you can't afford anything else.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a tough call, and I think that's why a lot of people were looking forward to Smash coming out, because they want some long-term games to sort of bridge the gap between right now and the next Smash Brothers. Like, there was also talk of people thinking we'd get like a Zelda remake of some kind, just to the fact that we're not going to have a new Zelda for a very long time. And it kind of seems like they split their focus. I think they've got a strong 2017, and they've got, you know, tidbits for 2018 and beyond. Yeah, solid showing, I think.
I'm also pretty impressed that Mario is getting an October release date. I really thought we were going to be looking at, like, literally Christmas, like, yeah. December 12th or something, you know? Like, I thought they were going to push it as far as they possibly could. So it's nice to see that we're going to get it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I was anticipating, like, a November. Like, November seems to be their standard release timing for their Mario games. So you got Rabbids in August. You've got Fire Emblem Warriors probably September, October. You've got Xenoblade, you got Rocket League, Zelda DLC, Splatoon, lots of stuff to play on your Switch.
Yeah, which again is good, because I know my Switch has been sitting pretty idle since Mario Kart released, so I'm ready to use the console for more things. I really want to do like the Switch on the go, and I think the true test of how much I'm going to actually use the Switch is going to be Nerdtacular, and then going up. We're going on vacation for a week in July, so I think that's going to be the true test. I haven't really traveled too much, so I hope that everything actually works really well on the Switch, and I enjoy playing it, like on the go. I mean, so yeah, we'll see. The true test of the system itself, I think, will be when I'm away for an extended period of time. So, and also, it could be fun at Nerdtacular, too, because, like, I'll be able to actually try the, like, putting it on the table and, like, passing out the Joy-Cons and seeing how, like, multiplayer works on the teeny tiny little screen. I'm still not convinced that that's going to be a good idea, but...
It's a stopgap. It does not work as well as you'd hope.
So the one thing I did want to kind of talk to you guys about is looking at that Zelda DLC, like, little tidbit trailer thing that we got. Mm-hmm. What do you think that that's actually going to be? Because the second part of the DLC is supposed to be something that's a little bit more story oriented, right? Mm-hmm. It looks kind of prequel-y, because it showed like Zelda with all of the champions. So, are we going to play as Zelda? Are we going to play as Link? Is it going to be like a downfall of the kingdom? Like, we're totally going to fail DLC? Like, what's going to happen? Because we know the outcome of Zelda and the Four Champions, right? They failed. That's why we got Breath of the Wild.
It could be like a preparation. Like, it really looks like they're going for a sequel, unless they magically figure out a way to resurrect them, and I don't see them doing that. But a prequel could see them kind of preparing Zelda for what eventually happens. The issue with that, though, Jocelyn, is that's angsty Zelda, a thing we did not really like in Breath
that's
of the
true.
Wild. That was the one thing we disagreed on, agreed on when it came to Breath of the Wild, is that early Zelda, unproven Zelda, is kind of not fun to be around. So I wonder if it's a prequel, and maybe we're swapping between the four characters and we get to control them all in different dungeons or something like that. Like, it's telling their story as opposed to Zelda's, because we know Zelda's. Mm-hmm. She's just a spoiled brat, right? So
But then, like, we also know if we're going back to the Divine Beast, which it kind of hinted at, because it had the accordion player dude with the elephant in the background. So if we're going back to the Divine Beast, we also know how those battles end. Like, all the heroes die. I don't know if this is a good idea, Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But, I mean, you know, we now know what it may be about, and we didn't see Link at all. So I think it's safe to say that Link is not present. And
which could be kind of cool, because regardless of whether we play as the champions or if we play as Zelda, I'm kind of looking forward to maybe like a new set of powers, like a new mechanic, as opposed to the more traditional like Link-ish stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. It might be nice to try something new. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And the first pack of DLC launches June 30th. So like 15 days from now, we'll get some new content. I have not picked up the expansion pass. I've sort of been waiting for the first sort of drop of content. You can only buy as a pass, but
I was gonna say you can't buy them individually, which is kind of the problem, right? So
I mean, you know, it's the cheapest, or sorry, I shouldn't say cheap, it's probably the most inexpensive season pass that you'll find around, because considering the content they're giving you, a lot of season passes charge you for everything anyways. Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing, though. We don't actually know. This was kind of my point. Like, if you bought the season pass up to this point, the only thing you knew was the first part, which was a lot of cosmetic stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, I think the problem is that they're like, give us your money. We promise that there will be good content. Like, we don't even, as much as we got the preview there, we don't even know what the second round of DLC is going to be, right? Like, It looks like it's story content. It looks like it could be cool, but it was totally a teaser. So, again, there's, like, here's our hand. Give us your money. We promise it'll be good. That doesn't sit well with me. Yeah. I'd rather buy them individually, the ones that I want.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you know, Kyle, I'm sure you've picked up your fair share of season passes. And I think that's sort of the agreement you have between you and the company, where you wait until you're comfortable purchasing it. And Jocelyn, it sounds like for you, you will just have to wait until it's all unveiled or it's all there. And then look at whether it's worth the price of admission. Maybe the story content they're adding is the value of
For me, it's going to depend on what the second pack actually turns out to be. And if it's a cool prequel story, then, you know, I'll see, I might get on board. But the first one wasn't enough to sell me on it. So we'll have to see. But Kyle, what are you most excited for of everything we saw of Nintendo today?
I'm really curious to continue to see their direction. And I know you can just kind of repeat yourself forever, you're Nintendo, but continue to innovate, incorporating other elements. So this hat business, while the while the hub world just and it looks like the sort of levels are maybe just too infinite in direction.
Mm-hmm.
There was something really nice about Mario Galaxy. While these levels were in space, or even Mario 64, where they were just floating in the clouds, it made the level feel highly interactive, whereas the desert or the city just going forever made me disappointed. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see kind of what in the end is the mess around the toy box that they can unleash. And I'm very curious too, because, you know, thinking about future and family, and Nintendo is definitely something I'm really excited to get back in the house that I simply do not invest in right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking forward, really excited for that multiplayer co-op console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I think that Nintendo is offering a good selection of games that will, I think, impress a lot of folks, whether they want multiplayer, whether they want single player, and a combination of across the board. They just have to keep the momentum up and continue to show that they are the system. They are your second system. They, you know, whether you are a PC or a PS4 or Xbox One owner, the Switch offers you different experiences. And I think they showed that here today. And, you know, all, I'd say a majority of the titles they showed are exclusive to the Switch console. And if you compare the other shows that we watched this the last few days, you know, a lot of those titles are available. Like, all the Xbox Ones are on PC. Most of the Sony ones, there's only a few, you know, highlights there that are exclusive to the PS4, but the obvious ones. But there are some that are on all consoles. So I think you kind of have to think about where you want to play your Nintendo, whether you want to play Nintendo games, whether you want a different experience with your second console, or whether you want to just play the one or two extra exclusives you get by owning a PS4 or an Xbox One. And I think that's always been a strength of Nintendo's consoles, that you know when you purchase that console, by the end of its lifespan, you have played more exclusive games to that system than you have anywhere else. But some would see that as a weakness as well.
I don't know. I think it's a strength. And I think that they're also expanding to other developers. I mean, I know Skyrim came out in whatever it was, like 2011. So it's an older game. But at least, you know, we're going to get a more serious like open world RPG type of a title on Nintendo, which is something that we don't normally get. They're open, like Rocket League is coming to Nintendo. So they have a lot of the other offerings now for like cross-platform type games that normally it was like, it's available on everything but Nintendo. And now it's like available everywhere, including Nintendo, which I think is a huge step. So they have all their normal exclusives and like Splatoon and Mario and Zelda and, you know, all of those kind of franchises. But then on top of that, they're also opening themselves up to a lot of these other third-party multi-platform games. So I think the Switch is getting stronger and stronger, and I'm happy to see that from Nintendo. Because, yeah, that was the biggest problem before, is it was like you had to really love Nintendo games because their consoles went so gimmicky that like you really had to be in that Zelda Mario place. Otherwise, it was just like, eh, like they don't have the Assassin's Creeds and the Call of Duties and the everything else. So, you know, if that's this kind of stuff I want to play, then I'm not even going to pay any attention to Nintendo. So I think they're kind of coming around, and I think it's a good thing for the company.
Yeah. Now, there will still be announcements where you see, like, for example, Blizzard saying, we're going to have Diablo on consoles. I don't think you're going to suddenly have the Switch on par with those other consoles. But I think as long as you are covering your bases and getting the software on the console, I don't think... Nor I don't want Call of Duty on my Switch. I don't need it on my Switch. Mm-hmm. I will play it on my other systems. And I think for those folks...
Well, but see, what I'm saying is that you can now, or it's moving towards a place where you can buy the Nintendo system, and that's your console and your only console. Before, you had to have like the Switch and something else. But now that they're opening it up a little bit more, you can just have a Switch, and that would be fine.
Yeah, I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
But... I think those folks who do see that as an option are probably not going to be as happy with their decision as they would be if they were to purchase a PS4 or an Xbox One. But it really depends
on... Well, yeah, they're more powerful systems.
Yeah, it really depends on your on what kind of games you want to play. And I don't know if this is actually happening, but someone just said that Metroid is on 3DS now. That was an announcement they just made. So that's something else as well. It's one of those things where I think you really just have to love Nintendo software for it to be your only console. But I've always been of the opinion that it's just a really good second console. Maybe like even for PC players, I know a lot of PC players who have gone out and just bought a Switch as their first console, as opposed to having just the PC. And I think that hits a good range of games.
Content, yeah.
Yeah. So, good stuff.
All right. Yeah, I think that's probably going to do it for us, guys. That is the end of our live E3 coverage. Yay! It's been a crazy few days. So, thank you, Kyle, so much for joining us. Before we fully sign off here, do you want to tell everybody where they can find you and the things you do on the internet?
Yeah, I do Here's the Storm content. So, find me over at amove.tv. But, of course, today, brand new season, placement matches happening at twitch.tv/KyleFerguson.
And I've got to say, I saw you tweet your, I guess, like picks for each map and stuff, and your like your seasonal characters and what you were going to ban and everything else. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, okay, some of those portraits I don't even recognize. Most of those heroes I don't play. Crap.
It moves fast. Yeah, it's been a fascinating, really fun game to keep up with. But you check out for 2 months and there's two new characters that are ruining your meta.
Yeah, and, like, I could tell Genji, I can't even, like, obviously I don't know which character it was that I didn't know, but there was definitely a character portrait there where I was like, okay, I've been out of the game for, like, I don't think I've really played in maybe a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. Like, how is there a portrait I don't recognize? What the hell's going on? So, I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to watching you do your stuff because I'm hoping I actually learn something through that.
It's tough. It is a
so much whole to game. Keep up with.
Yeah, it's a game of information. I mean, just like watching someone play chess for the first time, they pick up their queen and you're like, what? The castle can fly in straight lines, but the queen can do whatever she wants. And you just switched your horse and your castle together in some sort of move. I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, what is happening? Yep, that's how I feel when I watch you play Heroes, for sure. So everyone, if you're not already following Kyle, please go do so. He does amazing Heroes content and helps me be a little bit less of a noob. You can find Ryan and I on Amove TV. We're going to be doing a show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do our E3 wrap-up once we kind of have some time to process all of our thoughts on all of the stuff that we've seen over the last few days, so please join us there. And if you are a patron of The Gamers Inn, that is at patreon.com/thegamersinn. We are doing our game night on Thursday night, again, at 8 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you guys check it out and join us for some games. We'll be streaming that over on my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/JossPlays. So Angry Chicken is going to be starting here in about 3 hours, so we'll see you guys then. Bye!
Bye, everybody.